Confessions of a Reluctant Recruit by Rog, a letter from a Voshrock volunteer. The Voshrock wear masks, and that's all right by me. I'd rather keep my name out of this if it's all the same to you. Let's call me Rog. I was a decent orc. I listened to my clan chief. I tried to live by the grudge and the broken promise. And then I had a revelation. I heard the word of Trinimac, and my life was completely changed. So what happened? I was on my way to visit the city of Orsinium, taking a barrel of my clan's famous tree stump ale to trade, when I was bodily assaulted by a gang of Voshrock recruiters. Praise Trinimac's name. They wrestled me to the ground, pulled a sack over my head, and took me to some secret location. I don't mind admitting I was scared for my life. After what seemed like hours, one of the Voshrock elders removed my hood. She said that she was going to show me the error of my old-fashioned thinking, that she was going to open my mind and make me more receptive to Trinimac's holy message. I won't go into too many details, but I will say that her methods included frequent beatings, endless repetition of key phrases, threats against my family, and a judicious amount of a vile-tasting beverage that she explained would help me better understand the words of Trinimac. When I finally relented and declared my devotion to Trinimac and the Voshrock, the process only continued for another hour before the elder was convinced of my sincerity. Then I was given my mask and robes and welcomed into the fellowship of the Voshrock. Praise Trinimac! Now I'm a loyal member of the fellowship, one of Trinimac's sharp blades. I fight for the Voshrock. I will die for the Voshrock if they ask me to. But here's a little secret. I don't want to be a Voshrock. As far as I can tell, most of the recent converts don't want to be part of the group. We just can't help ourselves. The recruitment drive is that good.